This week, the state Senate in Connecticut voted to abolish the death penalty, and it is expected to become law. Connecticut will be the 17th state to repeal capital punishment. The debate coincided with two of the highest-profile murder trials in the state's history. As Diane Orson of member station WNPR reports, residents are now divided over what a repeal of the death penalty will mean for those already on death row.
State senators in Connecticut have approved a bill that would abolish the death penalty and make the maximum sentence life in prison without parole. State Senator Edward Meyer says the measure affects only future crimes.
And this bill that we passed was just prospective. It's not retroactive. It doesn't affect the 11 inmates that are on death row right now.
What happens to current death row inmates is key in Connecticut. Following a brutal 2007 triple homicide in the suburban town of Cheshire, two paroled felons broke into a home and held the Pettit family hostage for hours. The mother and daughters were killed. The father was badly beaten but survived. The men responsible have been tried, convicted, and sentenced to death. Critics of the legislation warn that any bill to end capital punishment could be used as grounds for appeal to spare those on death row.